Orlando. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trisha outside the studio for just a little while. Eric and our two amazing guests. Who are they?
Ariana Torman and Eric Howson on behalf of the ASU Pitchforks and Priority Mail. And right now you're listening to somebody from Priority Mail.
Somebody. What's their name?
Well, it's a mashup of a bunch of different somebody songs.
Somebody.
Yes. Including one of my favorite love songs.
Really? Which
one? This one.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, that
loves me. Yeah.
Was that from The Bodyguard?
No.
Oh.
No. That was I will always love you.
Yes.
You will? I don't even know you.
Listen to this part.
Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. Oh. I've done all right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. But when the night falls, my loneliness.
And we're going to talk more with Ariana and Eric in just a moment, but Dave.
This hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Both our guests agree, honesty, integrity. We didn't say integrity, but it is integrity. Trust, skill, is the key to auto mechanics. Alexander has all that and more.
And vocal ability.
And well, I don't know if he sings. I could ask him, but
yeah,
it's 602-956-3781. I do want to make a comment. That last song going out on our break.
Cyclones Up.
I never knew that. But I thought, seriously, there were instruments in that song. It was that amazing. That's the most amazing song I've ever heard.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. It definitely takes a lot of rehearsal and time to perfect a sound like that, especially recording it on an album. We put in a ton of work, but actually, Ariana, you can probably talk about this a little more because you're the one currently doing it since we just wrapped ours.
We are, so our spring break is in 2 weeks, and Pitchforks is going to release a new album, so we're recording over spring break, which is really exciting. We're flying a producer out from L.A., and he's come in, and he's going to record an 11-song album for us.
That is awesome. Now, where are the proceeds? You sell them, so the proceeds go where?
Just back to our organization. We're a nonprofit, so like none of the money goes to us. It's all to our organization.
You need a new manager. Okay, so just kidding.
Promises, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did say I'd represent Eric.
Yeah, weren't we supposed to make a movie like 5 years ago?
Yeah, we wanted that.
Christmas album?
Yeah, what about the Christmas album two years ago?
What happened to that?
I think Greg put the,
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said no to that.
I liked it.
Like a legal injunction or something.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like the Donald did on Ted Cruz's advertising.
All right. No political talk. This is entertainment, Dave. We're having a good time. And again, if you're just now joining us, we are speaking with Ariana Torman and Eric Howson on behalf of the ASU Pitchforks and Priority Mail. And you know what you said, you're recording over spring break, the album. So it's not true what they say about ASU students, right? I mean, I went there,
too. That they go to,
over spring break.
They go to Palm Springs.
Right.
Do you go crazy on spring break or what?
We won't be. We'll be working our little tails off from, 7 a.m. to probably late at night every day for our spring break because we want our album to be really good, so.
Yeah. But do you have friends that go crazy on spring break?
Definitely.
Joseph wants their numbers. Okay.
And they think you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Call us at 602-252-1480. Get a date for Joseph.
Well,
that's his personal number.
Yeah, that's my personal number right there. On the
only call during this time frame, 9 to 12.
I don't have a cell phone.
Or you'll be on a political show.
Right. That would be weird. But so are other people from the organizations listening today?
Oh, yeah.
All over. Actually, I mentioned earlier that I'm wearing an NAU shirt from one of the all-male groups, and I was just talking to them right before I came in here today and told them I'll be doing an interview about ICCA, so they're probably up there listening to us.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. Is there snow up there?
I hope so, because I'm about to go up there after
this interview. Are you really?
Yeah.
You're going to do something like skiing and snowboarding? And
we'll see how it goes.
Ever been to, there's a place called Black Bart's. Have you heard of it?
No.
Ask your NAU friends, and they have singing waitresses and waiters.
Okay.
From NAU, nice. And they're pretty good, actually.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, Black Barge is right by... I think Little America, is that a hotel? Yeah, I think it is.
We'll have to take a P-Mail Pitchfork trip up there.
Yeah.
Well, next week is actually Breakthrough Entertainment's snow show, third annual snow show.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. I didn't know it was going to be this warm when I first planned that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, but
it's Arizona. Hello, it's
I know.
Phoenix.
Well, it coincides with the release of Eddie the Eagle, a new movie that's coming out about ski jumping. And but we're going to be having on someone from Snow Bowl, and so that should be a really exciting show. And I had plans to go up there next weekend, but I don't know if I'm going to make it because I snowboard.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You guys ski, snowboard?
Yeah. I grew up skiing. I used to live in Colorado. So
oh, nice. What part of Colorado?
I used to live right outside of Boulder.
Oh, Boulder's nice. Yeah, that's Colorado's actually pretty nice. Although, well, I don't want to get political. I mean, they legalized a certain thing, and I'm not going to say much more. Okay, but actually, I think we
might have a
I think we
a
have
call,
a caller,
possibly.
Maybe someone you know. Robert, welcome. Oh
no. We've only got a few minutes in. Right. We've only got a few more minutes in this hour because we, right in studio, Ariana Torman and Eric Howson, ASU Pitchforks and Priority Mail. We want to remind our listeners about the big competition next Saturday. Of course, I was going to have them on next Saturday, but I said, no, you guys are probably going to be resting your voices, right?
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Where can we get our tickets and all that information again?
Definitely. Next Saturday, actually, mm-hmm. February 27th, is ICCA quarterfinals at ASU Gamage for the first time ever. You can find tickets on Ticketmaster online. You can go visit any of the Arizona Acapella Facebook pages, and you can find a link there, too. Mm-hmm. Facebook is a great resource for us. And if you want the direct link, that's tinyurl.com/
AZICCA.
Wow. Excellent.
AZICCA.
Yeah. Excellent. And give us your personal Facebook pages, but the organization's Facebook pages, Pitchforks. And
yeah, if you type ASU Pitchforks on Facebook, we should pop up.
Excellent. So.
And for the guys, you can look up ASU Priority Mail, MALE.
That's a great name, by the way. Who made that up?
The founders back in a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, that's what we were saying during the break, is that the Pitchforks have been around a little bit longer than the Priority Mail, right?
Yeah, we've been around for 23 years. So
we're 23.
We're pretty old.
Well, you look sort of young.
Well, I've only been in it for 3 years.
Oh.
But the group has been around for 23 years.
She's immortal.
And so are you. Oh, we got Twilight now, the franchise.
Right.
Part 6. Did you ever see Twilight, by the way?
No.
Speaking of unrelated.
What do you think of it?
I mean, I liked the books better than the movies. But
I loved the movies.
Really?
I didn't read the books, but I really liked it. That's weird, isn't it?
I was like probably like 14 when the first one came out, so that was like my thing when I was younger.
That was my thing when I was older. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of movies, since we do a lot of movies on here.
Yes, we do.
So we talked a little bit about Pitch Perfect last time, but really, what are your favorite movies? What would you say your favorite movie is, Ariana?
Oh, man. I don't know if I could pick. I really like movies.
Yeah?
Do you know off the top of your head which one yours is?
In terms of favorite movies, I just watched Deadpool, of course.
How was it?
It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Of course. I recommend everyone see it.
Pretty popular, I heard.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Has a great soundtrack, of course, which is fun to sing along to.
Good.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
I haven't seen that, but I know it just came out, right, about a week ago.
Yeah, it came out last week.
It's getting good reviews, I heard.
Definitely.
It's really funny.
Is that the X-Men or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. XY chromosome. Okay. Your turn.
Yes,
I studied that in school.
Very good.
Do you study that in school?
Not as an arts administration student. As an arts student, no. No
I try
XY
to stay
chromosomes.
Away from science.
No science. Okay.
No opportunity.
And we want to make sure that everyone knows how to get your albums. Of course, you're recording yours, Ariana, over spring break, but you do have other albums out, right?
Yes, yes. We have an EP that we released in 2014 called Hell in Heels, and that one is available on iTunes.
Oh, that's a cool name.
And we also have some physical copies. If you ever see us around the valley, we always have them with us. So.
I knew a girl that does roller derby for a women's league,
and
she was called Hell on Wheels.
Very close.
Helen Wheels.
You mean Helen?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You Helen. Said Helen.
No, Helen. Oh, I said it wrong. See? All right. So it's similar. Yeah. Okay, back to you.
You get the picture.
Dave used to have a segment called Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Yeah, these are would and be
I,
one
it,
of them.
It was me putting things together, and now I don't have to do that anymore. It just happens.
It's the whole show.
Yeah. And Eric, so of course, this album is already out.
Definitely, yeah. We have two-day shipping, which I brought here for you guys today, and then we also have our...
Is this free shipping for us, then?
Yeah, I have direct right here for you. But we also have our first album, First Class, and then this is two-day shipping.
Wow,
we'll see what
nice.
The boys come up with for their third album.
Wow.
We'll see. That's up to them.
Maybe
come up with another
pun. Like certified mail or something?
Something like that.
Hey, that's cool. I get credit for that. No, really, you could send certified mail.
Yeah, you can.
We also both have stuff on Spotify as well. So if you have Spotify.
Okay.
What is that?
That's something that the young people use.
Okay, thanks a lot. Go to your room.
Computer program, of course.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is. I sounded really cool right there. A computer program.
But I heard of SoundCloud.
Yeah? Is that on a floppy disk?
No, it's in the cloud.
All right, very good.
I think we have stuff on SoundCloud.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's not about you right now.
The cloud in Dave's head.
Yeah. There is a cloud in my head, actually.
See, it really is amazing that Ariana decided to come back. And Eric's probably saying, it's like, why did you tell me to go there?
All right, where were we?
But, of course, the competition is this Saturday. And in all seriousness, do you rest your voices? What is the warm-up for something that big?
Honestly, this past week, we actually had to cancel a rehearsal for Priority Mail because more than half of our group is sick right now, and we just need to overcome that, especially a week away, and Ariana has
The Pitchforks are calling it the P-Mail Plague, and I have instructed them not to go near any of the Priority Mail members because we will not get sick.
So are people dating among the groups?
Not right now.
Not right now.
Oh, what did that mean?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that's a young term for code, like not dating, but, you know, friends with, you know what.
I mean,
am I right?
It's interesting.
I've heard of that.
Priority Mail and Pitchfork, since we've been around so long, we're very much like a brother sister group.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different term. Right. Getting to that. We are very much like a fraternity and a sorority.
Uh-huh.
And we do have members in the past that have dated.
They have. Yes. How did that work out?
Some of the members that dated are still dating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
I love to hear how they sound.
Yeah. I want to say it was like for a while, almost every year we had a Pitchfork and a P-Mail start dating. Over
really?
The course, and so several of them are still dating.
You call them P-Mails, not Priority Mails.
Short.
P-Mails for short.
Yeah.
Never call them P-Forks, though.
No.
Yeah, we would never say that on there.
Wow. Well, before we get too far, because we're almost up against the hour, and I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to hear the ASU Pitchfork singing Glowing. So, Eric, whenever you want, you can start playing that. That'll be the song that's taking
Glowing.
Us out of the hour.
All
Glowing.
Right, I'll think about it for a while.
Think about it for a while.
Ooh.
Is that you?
That's her.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I'm glowing in the dark.
Oh, man.
This is my confession.
I never heard this when I was in college. No, really.
I was hanging out with the wrong crowd, I guess.
A lot of sports. But not beauty like this.
And of course,
is really good.
Of course, we want to thank Ariana Torman and Eric Cowson, ASU Pitchforks, Priority Mail, ICCA Championship, is it right?
Yep, the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals next Saturday. Everyone, check it out. ASU Gamage.
Oh, this is fantastic. No,
thank you both for coming in.
Yeah,
and best luck to both of you.
We'll have to do this again. This was a lot of fun, even though I'm goofy. You guys are...
We had a great time. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for putting up with us. And like I said earlier, I'm sorry.
Yes. And so am I. Okay, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll be right back.
Emotional.